Today in our continuing talks with 2020 candidates, Wayne Messam, mayor of Miramar, Florida. He fielded some early criticism, probably won't make the fundraising cut for the first debates, but is still very much in the race. Mayor Messam, welcome.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you? Because you've jumped into this race and, you know, you're at the end of the pack, very low down in the polls. Why are you doing this?
It's very easy to look at the current circumstance, but the question is why the circumstances are such. Almost every candidate that has been offered an opportunity to go on a nationally televised town hall, whether it's on CNN or Fox, I think for the most part, all of them have qualified for the first debate because they have exposure to millions of Americans. My campaign has been requesting and at times demanding the same access to no success. So my hill is a lot steeper than others.
Well, and as you well know, though, you're being more scrutinized probably than ever before because you've jumped into this spotlight. So let's get at it, because you have been critical of President Trump, and we're going to give you opportunity to do that now. But that's focused the light on some of your own problems. You know, people have pointed to the fact that after you left a high-paying job in the pharmaceutical industry, you formed a construction company. There were charges that you hadn't paid an employee prior to that. FedEx sued one of your businesses. This is Messam Consulting Services in small claims court. You had to pay them a little over $3,000. You and your wife were hit with a foreclosure filing on your home. A lien from the Internal Revenue Service in 2013 against you and your wife for $32,000 and some odd unpaid 2007, 8, and 10 taxes. You have said you struggled trying to start that construction company, but what about those who would say to you, look, your track record doesn't look so great either?
I think what Americans, and actually what I know, a lot of what you brought out is very old news. Back from the early years of being in business, I'm actually an American success story. My construction management company is one of the fastest growing minority construction management companies in Florida. You can start a business. I almost lost it all. Mm. It's no secret.
This is in the recession.
Yeah, we started a construction company during the recession. We used our savings and basically paid our employees to keep our company afloat. So I stand by that record, and I think that inspires Americans to see that they have someone perhaps who have not been born with a silver spoon. And when you think about, I've always defied the odds. My parents are from Manchester, Jamaica. My father was a contract sugarcane cutter that came to this country seasonally for over a decade. Then my father, when he became a permanent resident, one of my mother's first jobs was as a cook, to go out in those very same farm fields to feed the migrant workers out there.
Well, and what do you think of President Trump's proposal to prioritize highly educated immigrants in the visa system?
I think that would be a travesty, because obviously if that process was in place when my parents was knocking on the doors of this nation, they would be at the bottom of the list. I feel that this nation should open its doors to any person that would like to contribute to this society.
Let me ask you, so you have this thriving now construction company, and you are a mayor who's tried to increase development in Miramar. First of all, are you pledged to a kind of, you know, no conflict of interest guarantee?
Oh, of course. I don't do business with my city. Our laws and our ordinances prohibit that.
But what about, you know, even construction period at this point? I mean, look at the area east of you along the coast, where people are wondering if the answer is less development because of the rising seas. What are your thoughts about what Florida needs to do because of climate
change?
Well,
there's two things, Jermaine. It's not – construction will always – be needed. You will always need to renovate projects. Most of my work is putting in more high efficient energy systems, but climate change is something that is very real. I know in Florida, sea level rise is a big issue, but in the heartland of this country, it's impacting farming production. In the West, we're seeing fires that are just destroying property and destroying lives, and we have to become more resilient, and we must make our way to 100% renewable energy and a real plan to transition us there.
A couple questions. Are you for the Green New Deal legislation that is in the House right now? And also, how do you talk to those people in the Midwest, many of whom have been told the narrative that you know, what this Green Deal means is they can't have cows anymore because they make methane. I mean, it's been sort of distilled into this kind of false narrative. What do you say to them, people who say, I'm afraid of what you mean when you talk about confronting climate change? I'm afraid of what it's going to do to me in the Midwest.
Well, I think what the issue is that we have to define what the problem is and come up with practical solutions. In terms of the Green New Deal, I support the urgency and the end goal of the Green New Deal. I would look to work with our climatologists, economists, to propose my own plan and how we would meet those goals.
Can you pick out one part of the Green Deal or one part of what you propose should be done to avoid this climate catastrophe that's coming? One part that you would present to someone who is worried. I mean, they're afraid that your plan for it just is not going to be good for them.
Well, one thing I would say is this. When you think about the flooding that takes place because of more torrential weather events that we're having, which can be directly connected to climate change, is coming up with an infrastructure bill that prioritizes resiliency. Whether it's fortifying our bridges, levees, dams. The next thing I will say is that we have to transition off of our dependency on fossil fuel by committing resources to renewable energy. And then we take it to these communities that could have an impact because they have some industry tied to fossil fuel, and retooling and retraining those individuals and providing opportunities to advance renewable energy in those sectors of the country. Then now people can now see where they can transition off maybe a job, and we still are acting on climate change.
Wayne Messam, again, mayor of Miramar, Florida. How do you counter President Trump's argument that poverty, joblessness among African Americans has reached its lowest rate ever? And same with Hispanics. How do you counter that?
Well, I think that's a misnomer. Average everyday individuals, especially in the communities that you just mentioned, many individuals are working more than one job. When you think about the quality of life of working those multiple jobs, it impacts the family structure. It impacts the ability to do other things that you would like to do. It's no question that this economy has continued to show some economic progress stemming even from when President Obama was in office. But when you really think about it, who's primarily benefiting off the Trump economy? It's the large and major corporations. It's the wealthiest of Americans. The benefit has not trickled down to most hardworking Americans, and that's how I gauge the health of this economy.
Well, it's hard to argue, though, the unemployment rates that have fallen, but you're arguing that
But what are the quality of the jobs?
The wages
what are the quality
risen,
of the jobs? Wages have not kept up with the cost of living.
Mr. Mayor, where would you position yourself on this wide spectrum now of Democratic candidates? You have Joe Biden, considered a moderate, and some of the candidates have said kind of old school. You have Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren in second and third place, jockeying there, considered very progressive. Sanders calls himself a social democrat. Where does Wayne Messam fall?
I fall as a progressive mayor that has passed the living wage in my city. I'm standing before you as a business owner that knows how to create jobs. In fact, I was the first candidate that proposed student loan debt forgiveness, the $1.5 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. Mm-hmm. But other candidates have stolen my idea. They're not as aggressive, propose their own plans, which is fine. But I led on that issue. The question is, why hasn't the mayor from a swing state, the first African-American mayor of my city, and I've asked and I've demanded a town hall, have not gotten it.
Hmm.
Other campaigns have launched since my campaign, all white males, and they were granted CNN town halls. And many of them are not very known, are not nationally known. So the question is, why?
Well, we are happy to give you this real estate here today. And I would only add that you're also that former Florida State football player briefing the NFL. You could just like run through lines, I would imagine, if they're in your way. So we're happy to give you this time today, and we'll keep an eye on you, Mayor Wayne Messam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all our candidates' conversations so far are at HereNow.org.